Friday Night Wine Fight contains coarse language and adult themes. Listener discretion is strongly advised.
Hey guys, Bianca here. Just wanted to let you all know that we have set up a Buy Me a Coffee account. What is Buy Me a Coffee? Well, it's a platform where you can donate as little as the cost of a coffee to our podcast. Your donation will go towards the running costs of this podcast. Our goal is to reach $480, which is the yearly cost of our platform host Buzzsprout. You can find the link to our Buy Me a Coffee page on all our socials, so Twitter, Tumblr, Facebook, and Instagram, and also on our blog, www.fridaynightwinefight.blogspot.com, or at www.buymeacoffee.com/FNWF podcast. Thanks so much for listening. Now on with the show.
Welcome to Friday Night Wine Fight.
I'm Amy.
I'm Bianca.
And I'm Sarah. We are three Melbourne girls who had literally nothing better to do than to start a podcast where we were living La Vida lockdown. But now we're free. We're actually free.
Damn it.
That's because it's her and not me. I would have just read it.
Oh, look, if I read it, I don't have six buttholes on my face.
Now I have six buttholes on my face and Amy is dead for right.
Yeah, sorry. But yeah, so we take aim at a topic each week with our bottle or three of wine or whatever I'm allowed to drink and try to make some sense of it. All right, ladies, what are we drinking?
I am drinking a Boy Meets Girl Pinot Grigio just for delicious reasons. Weather was a bit bipolar today and it is now cold. It's going to crack into a red. Just drink some old deliciousness. So, yeah, it's me.
Oh, God, I can't believe you're drinking a Pinot Grigio. It's so cold.
Yeah, but I've been in my warm house for quite some time. I haven't just gotten home like you.
Yeah, that is true. Well, I'm drinking the Victorian Shiraz from, our wine pyramid scheme. This is a Victorian wine too. Yeah. Nice. The Victorian from Victoria. I like it.
We make some good wines down here.
We do. We do.
That we definitely do.
Well, I'm drinking Frozen by Pepsi. It's delicious.
Half melted.
I am letting it go. But yes. Amy, what is our topic for tonight?
Our topic tonight is movie music. We thought we would combine our two favourite loves on this show into one topic. Yes, tonight we will be discussing movie music, or otherwise put, music that is iconically related to movies. Now, full disclosure, Bianca came up with this topic and didn't really put a brief on it. So we all went in a few different directions, so just bear with it.
Right. I'm sorry, not sorry. Yeah.
Bank is a bit vague. You won't know from actually listening to the podcast because usually her blog posts, anything that Bianca does has usually got infinite detail to it. Yeah, not this one. Nope.
Yeah.
So we were like the proverbial cats and we just ran in different directions.
Yeah, look, I had a vision and didn't convey the vision. You know, why after 20 years are you not mind readers? We share one brain cell.
I don't have it today. I don't know where I left it, but I don't have it today. So
I think I was banned from ever having it.
That's right. In the great brain cell banning of 2000. Yeah.
In the, what do we call it? Glittergate.
She was also banned from glitter on the same day, but anyway.
That's a topic for another day.
That's a different thing. Why you shouldn't let your friends house sit your house when you're away. Anyway, that's a different thing. Yeah, So anyway, the basic premise of tonight's topic was to discuss music that when you hear it, you immediately think of a scene from a movie or just a movie in general. Well, when I was thinking about this topic, I started to think about how music actually shapes a movie. For example, where would horror movies be without that intense music as a hero or heroine is walking down a dark hallway?
It's just awkward.
It is.
Yeah.
And when I feel like because I live by myself, I'm the only adult in my house. I do have a child. When I feel like something's getting too intense, like it's a scary movie or something, I just turn the sound down. That's all I do. Wow. And then the thing jumps out and I'm just like, okay. Yeah.
You just took the fun right out of it, didn't you?
I fun policed myself, basically. Yeah.
That does not surprise me.
That's who I am as a human, okay? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so the music used in movies can often intensify a scene, or sometimes it will dramatize parts, but then in other parts, it can bring about a feeling of relief or happiness or something along those lines. So music for me plays a massive part in movies, because if I was around like when they had silent movies, I don't know how well I'd go with it. I think I need it.
It's just too weird. It's like watching Friends without the canned laughter. It's wrong on so many levels. Because
silent movies had music.
Yeah, I know, but the... But
then change the music to suit the scene.
Yes, true.
You'd still get that feeling of what the scene's meant to be, and then you'd get the little captions that you read and you go, oh, like that.
But what we've got today compared to what we had then.
Oh, yeah. Well,
yeah. Chalk and cheese, mate.
Look, if you lived back then and had to deal with silent movies, you wouldn't know any better, so...
It's true. This is absolutely true.
Yeah.
So there are movies that are released with epic soundtracks, which may contain music that is original to the movie or play iconic songs that fit into certain scenes. For example, if you hear Time of Your Life, so not the Green Day version, the Dirty Dancing version, you immediately think of Dirty Dancing.
Yeah.
And you can see the scene.
Yeah.
If you hear Kenny Loggins bang out Danger Zone, you immediately think of Top Gun. I don't even like Top Gun, and I think of that movie. Kenny Loggins also actually had another hit, being Footloose, from the movie of the same title. As soon as I hear that, all I can see is the movie, and I can see Kevin Bacon in that crazy tuxedo that he wore at the end of the movie. That's all I can see when I hear Footloose. And the feet.
Yeah.
The feet. The feet.
Yeah.
Yeah. The Bodyguard also had the Whitney Houston classic, I Will Always Love You, which is actually a Dolly Parton song, and they adapted it for the movie.
Yeah, it was a Dolly Parton song.
God. Yeah. I watched a doco on Netflix about music, and they had a specific episode on country music, and Dolly Parton was saying that Elvis actually really wanted that song and she didn't feel like it was the right fit. So she held on to it for a really long time. And then when they said that they wanted it for this movie and she found out it was Whitney Houston doing it, she said, absolutely, give it to her. So, yeah, there you go. Bit of music history for you. Either way you look at it, movies without music are not as good as the ones that have well thought out soundtracks, and they use types of music to complement scenes. So they go hand in hand as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah.
Yeah. So without banging on about it any further, I'm going to discuss the role that music played in one of my favorite film franchises, being James Bond movies. These movies are about secret agent James Bond and have been a fixture in film since the release of the first James Bond, which was called Dr. No, and that was released in 1962. So,
I haven't seen it.
I've seen them all. In fact, I was watching Octopussy the other night because it was on TV.
Yeah. I've seen none of them.
Yeah.
Really? Really?
How?
Oh, my God.
I've not watched any James Bond.
Ugh, you're missing out. Anyway. Yeah. So, since then, we've had many actors play James Bond, and we've also had many changes in director, which has changed the flavour of the film to a certain degree. However, one thing to me that remains constant in this franchise is the use of music. So yeah, there's two main areas of James Bond music that I wanted to discuss. The first was the use of intense instrumental to dramatise parts of the movies. So it's never... for James Bond, it's never like a, it's not a soundtrack where they've gotten older songs or something like that and they've fit them into scenes to convey the what's going on in the scene. It is dramatized instrumental music to tell us exactly what's going on, and it's been consistent all the way through, right from Dr. No down to the recent ones. So for me, that's a big thing for James Bond movies. The second area of James Bond music I wanted to discuss was the theme song for each Bond movie. So Bond movies all contain what is now known as the James Bond theme music. So that's dun 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 dun. Yeah, so the opening theme always has that in it. However, in the second film, they decided to adapt a song into that particular theme music. So every other film after the first one has an opening sequence that contains the song, and there's also another song that goes into it that is sung by a famous musician of the time. These songs have actually been so popular, and in many cases they get a lot of airtime. Talk about advertising gold, just gold. If you can work this into the radio, winner. If the movie's coming out at the same time, perfect, done. So they tend to be melodic ballads, although there has been some exceptions over time. So I'm just going to quickly run through singers of Bond songs, and these include the following. Shirley Bassey actually sang three Bond titles, and she sang Goldfinger, Diamonds Are Forever, and Moonraker. Yeah. Tom Jones sang Thunderball. Nancy Sinatra sang You Only Live Twice. Yes. Louis Armstrong sang We Have All the Time in the World from Her Majesty's Secret Service. Oh. Paul McCartney and the Wings did Live and Let Die. Epic tune. Oh, my God. Tune. We used to sing this grade five, grade six Friday fun class, where our teacher, who was able to play a guitar, used to adapt songs that we asked him to sing, and we sang Live and Let Die. Yeah.
I don't remember singing that one.
Yeah, you would. As soon as you heard the lyrics, you'd be like, oh, yeah.
Oh, I know the song.
Yeah, well, we did. That was one of our Friday fun things. Lulu did The Man with the Golden Gun. Duran Duran did View to a Kill. Aha did The Living Daylights. Gladys Knight did License to Kill. Tina Turner sang Goldeneye. Sheryl Crow sang Tomorrow Never Dies. Garbage sang The World Is Not Enough.
Yes.
Madonna sang Die Another Day. Chris Cornell sang You Know My Name, which was from Casino Royale. So this is when Daniel Craig took over. Jack White and Alicia Keys did Another Way to Die from Quantum of Solace, one of my favorites.
Yes, that's so good.
Oh, it's brilliant. Adele did Skyfall, which is my daughter's absolute fave.
Yes, Queen.
Sam Smith did The Writings on the Wall from Spectre. Not one of my favorites, but, yeah, we'll discuss it later. And Billie Eilish has done the most recent installment, No Time to Die, and it is amazing. I liked Billie Eilish when she came out, but I didn't know how well she would transpose into this, and, wow. Her voice is incredible. So, yeah, brilliant. As you can see, there are no small name artists here. Mm-hmm. In fact, it's only becoming more and more iconic as the franchise continues to roll on. I was actually going to run through some of my favorite James Bond movies and the themes that went with them. However, I've been listening to the tracks in my car. My daughter and I both adore the James Bond theme music. Love it. Like all of the songs, just love them. And I came to the startling realization that some of the best Bond songs came from the shittest James Bond movies. How? How? Because in my mind, the supreme queen of Bond is Shirley Bassey. Hands down. Amazing voice, incredible artist, just, ugh. And I'd have to say that my favourite Bond song is Goldfinger, followed very closely by the newer songs that were done during Daniel Craig's stint as James Bond. In saying that, admittedly, the shittest James Bond films were actually when Timothy Dalton was around, and the two theme songs that came out of those two movies were pretty bad. Yeah, they were not great at all. Now, I'm not much of a fan of Pierce Brosnan as James Bond. And
oh, he's my favourite. Second favourite. Sean Connery first.
Sean Connery, Roger Moore, Daniel Craig.
I haven't seen any Daniel Craig ones, so.
I'm going to say George Lazenby, because he only did one and he's Australian. So he's sort of, he's above Pierce Brosnan and definitely above Timothy Dalton. So.
But Pierce Brosnan looks how Bond should look.
Nah, see, that's the thing. He doesn't. It's how everybody thought he should look. And that's not really how he should look. Yeah, Sean Connery was pretty fit and so was Roger Moore. But
yeah,
they went through dad bod stages as well as James Bond, and that was totally fine. And it was because he was supposed to be older at that point. Pierce Brosnan was just kind of – he was following off the back of Timothy Dalton. And, oh, God, I could bang on about this forever. But anyway, I'm going to move on. Do not get me started on James Bond. Anyway, so I have been listening to these – to quite a lot of Bond music lately. And I must say, during the Pierce Brosnan era, there are some tunes. For example, Goldeneye by Tina Turner. Tune. Yeah. Tomorrow Never Dies, Sheryl Crow, tune. Yeah. World Is Not Enough, absolute tune. Absolute tune.
I freaking love that because I was a massive Garbage fan and I was like, yes! What am I saying? Was, I am.
Still are. Yeah. I know.
Stomped
I am.
On a cheek and a mosh pit and she's like, yeah. Oh my God. And I'm like, move out the way. Yeah, freaking Brienne of Tarth. There's always a Brienne of Tarth. Anyway. Yeah.
I am going to say that I don't mind the one Madonna did, which was Die Another Day, but it's not a Bond song. You need a big, strong voice for Bond music, and she doesn't have it. It's a Madonna-style song. It's not a Bond song, but I actually still like it. I don't mind it. It's my daughter's second favorite one. So, yeah, for me, Bond theme music was kind of a hit and miss up until Daniel Craig took over as Bond. And I have loved every single song that has accompanied this part of the franchise, save for maybe Sam Smith's one. I didn't love it and I didn't hate it. It was just,
yeah,
it was what it was. Yeah, he was popular. It still is popular at the time. So, yeah, can I go with it? As you can tell, I am very passionate about this topic and I could bang on for hours, but I won't. I'll close by saying just look up James Bond themes wherever you get your music and just listen. The evolution of the film franchise can be heard through the evolution of the music. You get a flavour for the time that the movie was made flow through, and I think that actually makes it amazing for this franchise. So, yeah, that's me. Bond music, get around it.
I agree. Yeah. If you listen to it, like, yeah, from – well, not from start to finish. I mean, don't, you know, put yourself out. But, like, if you listen to bits and pieces from the start of the franchise to now, yeah, you definitely get, like, where it was at that time. And, yeah, I think it's great.
Well, Timothy Dalton did two in the 80s. I actually thought he did more, but, no, he'd only done two. And admittedly, those songs that were done for Timothy Dalton's ones are very, very 80s. In fact, they're too 80s to be James Bond music. So, yeah. yeah, and they're not great. It's, yeah, they're not a tune. So, yeah. Anyway, Bianca, what have you got for us?
Well, mine's actually really short and sweet. Well, kind of. I mean, what I've written short and sweet, but let's get into it. So
we'll see where it goes.
Yeah, let's just see where I go with this, hey? Let's just have some more wine. Yep. So with my vision, I thought of songs and specific movies that every time I listen to them, if it comes on the radio, my mind starts seeing this movie. And the specific scenes, like my first one, Won't Back Down. I instantly go to Barnyard and I'm seeing the wolves attack that cow and I'm like, oh God, don't cry and I won't back down. Every time.
I have not seen this movie.
Barnyard, oh my God. Yeah. Oh, so good.
Cartoon. No, I don't think I want to see it now.
Oh no, you must. It's so funny.
It's funny. It's, but yeah. I think I watched it when my daughter was fairly young and I think towards the middle of it, we're both looking at each other like, what on earth is going on?
Oh, it's one of my favorite animated movies ever.
Yeah, didn't really get it.
Love it. Yeah, my next one is My Sharona. Every time I hear that song comes on the radio, I'm just like, Yes, Reality Bites. And I start dancing like Winona Ryder and Janine Garofalo. And I'm just like, do, 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 do. And I'm just dancing away.
Yeah.
I just see that scene in that service station. And I was like, yes. Yep.
I love that bit when Ethan Hawke walks up to the dude at the convenience store and the dude's just looking at them and looking back at him and he's just rolled his eyes. He's just going, yep, just this.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And it just, I mean, that movie's got a lot of good songs, but that specific song just takes me there.
Yeah.
Love it.
Into a convenience store at God knows what time of night. Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah. Bad to the bone. Joe Sargad. Bad. Terminator 2. He's just beat the shit out of that bike. He takes his clothes. I mean, first off, he beats out the shit out of him and he's naked. And as a young girl watching Terminator 2 for the first time, whew, I was like, Arnold Schwarzenegger, damn.
What is damn.
Yeah, so, yes. I just, oh, gosh, love it. Yep. That just takes me to Terminator 2, which is one of my favorite action movies. Why haven't I talked about this in action movies? Oh, my God. I think I need to talk about Terminator 2.
We've kind of, I think we discussed it. And I think Arnie needs his own episode.
Oh, we need to, yeah, we should call it Get to the Chopper.
Yeah, absolutely. Because we've done action movies and a bit around movies, and I talked about action movies quite a bit, and I've deliberately not gone into Arnie movies because I feel like they're their own episode. There's so much there.
Yeah. Listeners, do we need to talk about Arnie? Hit us up.
Favorite Arnie movie. Yeah, we're doing it anyway.
Don't stop
us. They've already decided we're doing it.
Yeah. Put it on the list. That might write it down. I'll forget. Speaking of forgetting, my next song. Don't you doing? Forget about me. Don't forget about me.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So two movies. So my first of all, for years and years and years, Breakfast Club. Yes. It's just iconic. Your arm in the air. You're just like, yeah, this is what life's all about. So I used to go Breakfast Club, that whole iconic scene. But nowadays, you know, I go to Don't You Forget About Me. My brain goes to Pitch Perfect, and it's the end scene, and I start doing the dance. And I'm like doing the dance like them on stage because I love that movie. So good. The next song that resonates is I Want You to Want Me by Cleo, specifically the one by Cleo.
Yes.
That's the one that's from 10 Things I Hate About You. And it's just that zoom out and like then like onto the rooftop. And I just love it. That's what I see every time. And love that. Tiny Dancer. Oh my God, Almost Famous. That bus scene. Yes.
Love that movie.
Oh.
Every time I hear Tiny Dancer, I just see Phoebe singing Hold Me Close Tony Danza in Friends. But the song, that's where it takes me. It takes me to a place from TV or a movie.
Yeah, right? Get some feels.
Yep.
Then my next one, and I was really like delving into this, I'm like, Party in the USA. Yes, Pitch Perfect. They're on the bus. And like, they just start singing it. And oh, it's so good. A cappella.
And she resists it so much. The main character, she resists, and they're in her face, and she's like, okay, I'm doing it. We've got so many people to sing along on buses doing exactly that, so.
Yes. Anyway, back to music. So my next one is it Betty? No, it's Benny and the Jets. Why do I write Benny?
Benny, whatever.
Yeah. Anyway, Benny and the Jets. Oh, gosh, yes, 27 dresses. When they're blind drunk, the car's broken down. They're blind, so they go to a bar. They get real blind drunk. They start singing a song, start making up all these fucking words. And I'm like, yes, that's exactly how I hear it too. Electric boobs. Yep. And
I
up on the bar, and they're just like, yeah, really jamming it. So every time I get that scene is just playing.
I think 15 minutes of that movie, I turned it off, was bored. Sorry about it. So I don't know which scene you're talking about. I might have to watch the movie now all the way through.
I've watched it multiple times. Just Google that scene.
Okay.
And watch it. You'll like that one scene. Yeah.
Yes.
It's the electric boobs.
And an Armani suit.
Oh, yeah. So good. And my next one is Fortunate Son. Well, actually, almost any of those protest songs from that era take me to almost all of the war movies that feature them.
Yeah, but Vietnam.
Yeah. Fortunate Son takes me to Forrest Gump. He's there and it was raining and there was big rain and little rain and rain that was coming straight up from the ground. And I start going into Forrest Gump and then the whole movie starts playing. So I do love that movie. And that has a fucking killer. My next one, I Will Survive, is two movies, and it depends on my mood as to which one sort of pops in. So sometimes it's Priscilla Queen of the Desert and they're dressed up to the freaking nines with those big ass bell bottoms with all those the tribe of Aboriginals, and they're around the campfire just dancing to I Will Survive.
It will always be Priscilla for me.
Oh, that was my dad's favourite scene. He loved that movie, thought it was the best movie Australia's ever made, and that's his favourite scene. Yeah.
That's what with your dad.
Loved it. Just thought it was best.
It is such a good scene. But the other one, when it, like, that pops into my head as well, is from The Replacements. I love
so this
film. And it's just I can't remember his name, the smaller
The soccer player, isn't it?
They're football players.
Yeah. The soccer player who's the kicker, and he's English, and he's actually an English actor.
It's a smaller black guy, and he's sitting there, and he's like, I was petrified. And they're all like, no. And then they all start joining in. They're all dancing. And then right at the end of the film, they lay on the field. They're all doing that dance because they won. And it's like, yeah. Best football movie ever. Yay, sports ball.
Big one. Big call. Yeah, Carl. We'll have to talk about that later.
Now, best sports ball movie. My last one is My Heart Will Go On, Titanic. Every time. Yes.
Well, yeah. I don't think that song's been in any other movie.
Yeah.
And just to throw one out there that I think sort of follows along the flavour is Young Hearts Run Free Romeo and Juliet, about that time. Yeah, every time I hear that song, it's Romeo and Juliet.
Actually, I thought of one just before when you said Bad to the Bone, Born to be Wild. Never Ending Story number 2.
Really?
Yep. Every time.
Oh, wow.
The big rock monster on his bike just cruising down the road.
Oh, my God, yes.
Yeah.
Oh, yes, I see it now.
Every time.
Oh, see, bad
to the bone. I see that every time that plays now. Thank you. Welcome. That's added to the list.
Bad to the Bone was different for me because I grew up watching Problem Child. I don't know if you guys remember that from the early 90s.
Yes.
Problem Child 1 and Problem Child 2. Yeah, Bad to the Bone, I'm pretty sure, is from Problem Child 2.
I wasn't allowed to watch them as a kid. My mum didn't want me getting ideas, so I didn't watch them until I was a teenager, and then I was like, well, these are shit. There's so many better movies.
I just thought it was a knockoff of Dennis the Menace.
I loved them. My brother and I loved them, and I think it was because my mum thought we were already devil spawn. What worse could we do? So
wasn't Dennis the Menace after Problem Child?
Dennis the Menace was after Problem Child, the movie from the 90s, yes.
Oh.
But the concept.
Problem Child was from, like, late 80s.
Yeah, early 90s, I think number 2 was. Number 3 is crap. It doesn't have the same
kid. I don't know. I heard of Problem Child after I heard of Dennis the Menace, so.
Oh, okay.
All right, well, I'll move into mine then.
Yeah.
So I went into a different theme. So this week I decided to do Disney movies, music, that gets stuck in my head. Because it happens. And it's the reason why I came up with this.
More than it should in a grown adult. Yeah.
The same. Well, that was the reason why I came up with this, is because I had a certain song stuck in my head. And I'm like, fucking song. Just doesn't leave my head. And, yeah. So, and we all hear a Disney song and we all sing along to it. I'm assuming everyone does that, because I'm assuming everyone grew up with Disney. And if you didn't, you had a terrible, terrible childhood, and I feel sorry for you.
And your parents need to be shot and put in jail. Or
yes.
Something.
Yeah. And it's never too late to start watching Disney movies.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And be with Disney Plus, you don't even need people to know. Just watch it on your phone secretly. It's fine.
Yeah.
So I'm just going to run through a few of the Disney movies with their songs that get stuck in my head too much. I'll start off with my favorite Disney movie, Sleeping Beauty, Once Upon a Dream.
Oh.
Yep.
Yeah.
Crap. Yep.
Way too often.
There was a cover of that done.
What do you mean crap?
It's a terrible movie.
That is my favorite Disney movie. No. I love it.
A terrible movie.
It is not a terrible movie. It's the best. Has the best prince in it as well.
It's just got some seriously interesting things that need to be questioned. But
all Disney movies back then have questionable things.
Questionable things.
Snow White, Sleeping Beauty, Little Mermaid, all of it. Questionable. But you don't question it as a kid. It's just a lovely story.
This is very true.
Yeah. Don't think about the Stockholm Syndrome.
Or the fact that the Little Mermaid was 16. Calm your shit, girl.
All of them were 16.
Calm your shit. I think Belle was supposed to be a little bit older, because that was the whole thing, is that she was going to be a spinster. And like back in those days, a spinster would have been maybe like 19.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, because the spinster ends at like 23. We're not even spinsters. What are we? We're thornbacks or something.
Elder spinsters.
No, they're like, I put it in the group chat.
Oh, yeah. That's right.
Thornback or something like that. Yeah.
Fair enough.
Sarah calls me a harpy, but anyway.
That's
because you call her a troll, so.
Well, that too.
And I often carry her off to my nest and, like, sit there with her and, yeah.
Yeah. What's me?
Caca!
Anyway, The Little Mermaid, I know we just mentioned her, but Part of Your World,
that gets stuck
in my head.
That got me, actually, because when we were talking about this topic in the podcast meeting, and I was saying that time that my daughter was telling you about a Disney music, we both broke into song. We both sang songs from The Little Mermaid, but different songs.
Yep.
I started off with da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da, and then I broke into a little bit of Sebastian. I'm not doing it on the podcast. I'm just not, because it's terrible. But Sarah broke into sha-la-la-la-la-la, my oh my.
Oh, yes.
I want to kiss the girl.
That song gets stuck in my head way too much as well, along with Under the Sea.
Yes, Under the Sea. Yeah.
But at that point of time when I was writing this list, Part of Your World, I went, yes, that gets stuck in my head too often. Hercules goes
the distance. Oh, honey, you mean Hunkules.
Yeah. Oh, you mean Hunkules.
Like, I love those women.
The muses.
Yeah.
They make that movie. Like, I hadn't really seen it much when it had come out, but we've sort of gone on a bit of a Disney loop and we watched Hercules. The muses make that movie. They are hands down funniest. Yeah, they're the best.
Oh, and Pain and Panic. Oh god, I love them. We are worms. Worthless worms.
And Phil. Phil.
Oh, Phil. Yes. Yes.
Anyway, let's get back on topic. Go the Distance and Zero to Hero. Go the Distance, Ricky Martin did a rendition of this song, which I absolutely love.
Really?
Yes.
Ricky Martin did that song. Of all the songs, he did that one.
Yes.
Wow. Okay, I'm going to look that up.
Lion King, every single one of those songs gets stuck in my head.
Except Morning Express. Like, what even was that?
That wasn't a part of
Morning
the original
Report. I don't know, but it was crap. Why?
The original. though, yeah. Not the new one.
Just so you know, I'm an original release type of girl. That song wasn't a part of it, so let's not mention it.
Sarah doesn't do live action because it just spoils the whole thing.
I must admit, my daughter and I were at work and we had to do cleaning because there was no production. And we're there with our brooms and I'm just like, gonna be a mighty king's enemies beware. And so then she started singing it and oh my God, and we're just yelling it. In this freaking warehouse.
Can I just remind you of the time you started singing The Lion King on the train? The poor train ticket man at the time was very scared.
And he should be.
That was Bryony and I. We said the entire movie word for word, including songs.
And I sat there with a look of absolute amazement on my face, and the poor ticket man was terrified.
Oh, what was his name? He was lovely.
I can't remember his name, but he whistled a lot. He's really good at it, too.
He did.
Next movie, Mulan, Make a Man Out of You. Pretty much the only song in that movie that I like, that I can remember.
No, there's another one. And they're singing about the guys are singing when they're walking up the mountain.
The one about the type of girl they were after.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm trying to remember how it goes now. And, Mulan jumps in with, what about a girl who's smart and can do things for themselves? And, they all turn around, look at her, and they go, nah.
Nah. Well, it's not what they wanted. But, no, Make a Man Out of You is one that gets stuck in my head. And last but not least, one of my favourite movies as a kid, and probably still is, and the reason why I chose this topic, is Darby O'Gill and the Little People. And I know a lot of you would not have heard of this movie. It is super old, so old. I think it came out in the 40s. No, it wouldn't have been the 40s. It was a very, very young Sean Connery.
Oh.
Very young Sean Connery, yeah.
And the famous dwarf actor Warwick
Davis? No.
Oh, yeah. No, he's not that old. He wouldn't be that old, I wouldn't think.
No, I mean, he's fairly old. I think he's in his 60s.
I actually thought he was in his 40s, but maybe I got that wrong.
Well, he's been around for fucking ever. Maybe he's in his 40s. I don't know. Maybe I'm aging him. Anyway, I love Warwick Davis. He's one of my favorite actors.
We're really sorry. But we're sorry. If you'd like to be on this podcast, reach out.
Yeah, definitely. I loved you in Willow. In fact, before I even knew your actual name, that's all I knew you was. That's Willow.
Yeah, it is Willow.
Yeah. But the song.
Hey, that's Willow.
Yeah. But the song from Darby O'Gill and the Little People is Pretty Irish Girl. And it gets stuck in my head so often. It should be illegal how often this song is stuck in my head. And I'll just sing it constantly. Because it is. It's a kind of boppy. It's freaking Irish.
That's what I was singing today.
That song. Yeah. But you haven't seen the movie. Watch the movie. It's on Disney Plus, people. Watch it.
Yeah.
Darby O'Gill and the Little
I'll
People.
Have to do it. I'll have to do it.
Yeah. You will not regret it.
Today, I was walking through and, the machines are off. And so I was just wandering through and it was really quiet and so acoustic-y. And I was like, daylight come and I want to go home. Oh day. It's just I could do it with dancing on this.
Yeah, absolutely.
And see Beetlejuice.
Yeah, and that other one.
I watched that yesterday.
There's another song in Beetlejuice that always gets me as well. And my
daughter. Banana boat song.
No, I don't think it's a banana boat song. It's another one. And yeah, that always gets me. And every single time I can see the scene from Beetlejuice.
Okay, what's the scene?
Trying to remember. It's the one where Bianca said is when they're dancing around the table.
Mm. Oh, maybe that's the banana boat song.
Yeah, isn't that the banana boat song?
I think that is the banana boat song.
No, the one where I think Winona Ryder's dancing and they're putting her up on the walls or something. I can't remember what they were doing with her. I think it's at the end.
Oh, Shake Sharona.
Yeah.
Shake
Sharona.
Yeah, that's
all.
Work, 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 Sonora. From, what's his name? Harry
Bonner. Something.
Something like that.
Bonifello? Bonifelli?
Something. Yeah.
I don't know. I have him actually on my playlist because he does a few good songs.
All right. Shall we wrap this one up then, guys?
Yeah.
Let's wrap it up so we can continue singing after we wrap it up.
Well.
Right. Who can find the countdown the quickest? Yes. And then we were shit on what number order these songs come in.
Yes. Absolutely. Every time.
Every time.
Awesome. Well, I've had so much fun researching this topic as I've done with most of our topics. Some, I will say, have been too hard, but this one was fun. However, we would love some topic suggestions from our listeners, the very few who listen. Please, please let us have some topics. Yeah, or wine suggestions for these two alcoholics. You can just email us at fridaynightwinefight@gmail.com or on any of our socials.
I was going to protest and then I went, oh, yeah, she's right.
Yeah. I am right.
Yeah,
just remember
we've got
that. I'm right.
We've got a new regular listener from like Helsinki. So, hey.
Hey.
Yeah. Hit us up, Sarah, and I will come visit you.
Yeah. I mean, I might tag along, but it depends what I'm doing. I'm busy.
So, to everyone who has listened to this, we would like to thank each and every one of you for your time in listening to our utter rubbish and hope that you have found it entertaining and are not using any of the facts discussed in this recording to make important in life decisions.
Yes.
Yes. Yeah, that made sense. Awesome.
Their words. That's fine.
Their words. Of course. Unless it is in relation to buying a protection chainsaw. Can never go wrong with that.
Definitely do that. Absolutely.
Always.
Peace out, guys. Good night.
Night.
Bye.
Bye.